弟兄姊妹，我们来念几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages of the Bible.
我们一共要念四处的圣经，旧约一处，新约有三处。
We will read four passages of the Bible, one in Old Testament and three in New Testament.
第一处，我们念旧约的马拉基，最后旧约的最后一卷书。
The last book of the Old Testament, Malachi.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
马拉基第三章第二节。
Malachi 3:2.
他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能够立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，炼金之人的火又如漂浮之人的茧。第三节。
Verse 3.
他必坐下如熬炼银子的，必洁净离微人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。第六节。
Verse 6.
这些圣经给我们很大的安慰。
This verse gives us so much comfort.
虽然是对以色列百姓讲的，但是也是今天对着每个神儿女讲的话。
Although it's spoken to Israelites, but today it speaks to every one of God's child.
我们今天都是雅各之子，属灵的雅各之子。
Because today we are all sons of Jacob, spiritual sons of Jacob.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。感谢神。
We give thanks to God for this.
今天我们还能够来敬拜主，还能够侍立在他的跟前，还能够服侍他，因为他不改变，因为他不改变。
Today we can worship Him, stand before Him, and serve Him. It's all because our Lord does not change.
好，我们来念新约。
Now we're going to read passages in the New Testament.
我们看路加福音第十二章。
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 12.
第十二章第三十五节
Verse 35.
我想这段经文我们都很熟的，马太福音福音书里面都讲到这段话。
I suppose we are all very familiar with this whole passage because it's also recorded in the book of Matthew and other gospel books.
三十五节
Verse 35.
你们腰里要束上带，灯也要点着，自己好像仆人等候主人从婚姻的演戏上回来。弟兄姊妹特别注意啊，三十六节的那个仆人啊，我们知道不知为什么所有的中文的圣经在新约里面，其实这个仆人就是奴仆，原文希腊的原文就是奴仆。
Brothers and sisters, pay special attention to verse 36, that although in Chinese Bible it says servant, but in its original it should be a bound slave.
新约里面大概有130次提到那个仆人这个字。
It's about 130 times that in the New Testament it mentions the word the servant.
希腊原文里面都是奴仆。
In all of them, in the Greek rendering, it is bound slave.
但是中文都翻了仆人。
However, Chinese Bible always said servant.
所以记得我们念到仆人的时候就想到这是奴仆。
So whenever you read the word servant, you think of a bound slave.
奴仆同仆人有很大很大的不同。
Because there is a great difference between a bound slave and a servant.
我想整个这段经文有十次以上提到这个仆人这个字。
And in this whole passage, I believe at least 10 times it mentions the word servant or bound slave.
应当翻译为奴仆。
A better rendering is bound slave.
第三十六节
Verse
36. 自己好像仆人等候主人从婚姻的演戏上回来。有主人就有奴仆，有奴仆就有主人，好像一个 coin 的两面不能分的，有主人就一定有奴仆，有奴仆 就一定有一位主人。
In verse 36, we read about this master, so we know it. As long as there is a master, there must be a servant. As long as there is a servant or a bound slave, there must be a master. It's just like the two sides of a coin.
他来到客门，就立刻给他开门。主人来了，看见仆人惊喜，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，前进前侍候他们。
Verse 37.
好，我们跳过来。
Now we're gonna drop down to verse 41.
彼得说：“主啊，这比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人呢？”主说：“谁是那忠心有见识的管家？主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？”主人来到，看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了，又是一个有福。
We just read verses 42 and 43, and in verse 43 again, you see blessed.
有三次提到有福了。
In the whole passage, three times blessed is mentioned.
四十四节。
First,
我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。第四十五。
45.
那仆人心里若心里说，我的主人必来得迟。就动手打仆人和使女、这个仆人翻译的对的，这个不是奴仆，就这个仆人是翻译是讲仆人。
In verse 45 it does mention servants it's the correct translation it's, they are not bound slaves.
就动手打仆人和使女，并且吃喝醉酒，在他想不到的日子，不知道的时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重的处置他，中文的一个小字，把他腰斩掉。
In verse 46, Chinese Bible says that the master will punish him severely, and in the small footnote, it says will cut him in two pieces.
定他和不忠心的人同罪。我想中文不知道为什么犯不忠心啊，所以你去看原本原文的英文，好几个版本的英文，就 amplify 是翻译为。这个不忠心，其他的版本都是讲到 unsafe 是不信的，根本是同不信的人同罪的，这是翻译是最正确的。
And also next, the master would appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. This is the correct translation. I don't know why the Chinese Bible mentions it as the unfaithful, but among all the translations, it should be.Unbelievers and saved, except the amplified.
和不信的人同罪，不信的人将来要永远的灭亡，所以这个仆人将来是永远灭亡的。
So, this bond servant will perish forever because he has the same thing as an unbeliever.
我说你去看马太福音二十四章同样的一段话。
And you read Matthew 24, the same passage.
到最后，他说他要同。假冒为善的人同罪。
There it says that this bond servant will be appointed a portion as the hypocrite.
我们知道假冒为善的那么结局是什么？
And we'll know what's the end of the hypocrite.
我说你看马太福音二十三章对着那些假冒为善人讲的话，主耶稣说：“你们这些蛇类，毒蛇之子。”
If you read Matthew 23, all the words spoken to to hypocrites, the Pharisees, the Lord said, you servants, brood of vipers.
你们能够逃避将来地狱的刑罚吗？
How can you escape the condemnation of hell?
所以这是永远的灭亡。
And this is eternal perishing.
所以这个仆人是假的仆人。
Therefore, we know this bond servant is a false servant.
绝对不是今天有人解释说是个失败的仆人，不是一个得胜的仆人。不，他是永远在地狱里面。
It's not today what people say that he's a jailbound servant and no, he is cast into hell, condemned forever and ever.
这样的仆人今天很多。
And we can see so many
servants like this.
And there are so many servants like this today. Why is the church is so filled withall these kind of people and making the church such a mess. It's all they're doing.
他们要定罪。
They will be condemned.
第四十七节。
Verse 47.
主人知道主人的意思却不预备又不予承顺着他的意思行那仆人必多受责打 这些仆人将来要在地狱里面受更重的刑罚，更多的痛苦。
These servants will suffer more punishment, more agony in hell.
弟兄姊妹，地狱里不是一样的痛苦啊，有受更重的痛苦、更重的刑罚的，有多有少，有重有轻的地狱里面。
Brothers and sisters, suffering in the hell is not the same. There will be more or less, more agonizing and less.Agonizing.
我想神是公义的。
And I believe God is righteous.
这样的一些假的宗教徒，他们将来要多受责打。
All these people who are so-called faithful, the Christians will be beaten with more stripes. 48.
Verse 48. 唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁的，就向谁多取；多托谁的，就向谁。都要。哎呀，这句话就是奥巴马，我们的总统先生，在今年的国会的早祷，就是早晨的早祷，他每一年都有一次，就是例行的，就是在国会里面一个祷告会。奥巴马就是用了圣经这句话，都给谁的？问谁都取。他讲，为什么我要向富人多收抽水呢？因为他们是都得到的。所以我就要往他们都去。哎呀，这个总统现在这个头脑灵活的真是佩服啊。
Our President Obama said this, citing this exact verse at the yearly day of prayer in Congress, saying that why is that I want to tax the wealthy more? It is because, well, the Bible says here, for everyone to whom much is given, for him much will be required, and to whom much has been committed,Of him they will ask the more. He is really very quick on thinking.
所以我对这位总统先生真是佩服的五体投地。
Therefore, I really admire him, my whole body, my soul.
怎么会想到用这段圣经来用着这件事上
？I cannot imagine that he would use this verse to apply it to that situation.
所以今年十一月份，我已经投奥巴马一票。
Therefore, I've decided to vote for him this December. I mean, November.
32年，从来没有投票过，我对他没有兴趣。
All the 30+ years that I'm in the state, I've never cast my vote.
这样头脑灵活这个总统，你怎么能不投他票？
This president who is so quick, I'm thinking, how could you not vote for him?
但是他为什么不用主耶稣的话对着今天的同性恋？主是那样的震怒，那样的定罪，但是他为什么要通过这个同性恋的那个法律？
However, I wonder why is it he's not using the same verse, talking about the gay and he has legalized the gay marriage.
好，我们再来念，我们来念罗马书第十三章。
Now we're gonna read Romans 13.
第十一节
，Verse 11。
站着，你们晓得，现今就是应该趁早睡醒的时候了，弟兄姊妹，现在是应该睡醒的时候了。
And do this knowing the time that I know it is high time to awake out of sleep.、It is high time to awake out of sleep.
为什么？因为天很快就要亮起来了。
Because the day will soon break.
因为我们得救现今比出生的时候更近了。我们知道这个得救是指我们身体的得赎。主来的时候，我们身体要得赎，得到荣耀。
For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed, and we know that salvation speaks of our body's redemption when He comes again.
因为现今比出生的时候更近了，黑夜已深。白昼将近，我们就当怎么样呢？脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒言醉酒，不可邪堂好事，不可真经嫉妒，总要披戴基督，主耶稣基督，不要为着肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Verse 14。
因为黑夜已深，白昼 将近，主来到的至今了。
For the night is far spent and the day is at hand. The day of the Lord's coming is so near.
好，我们最后我们看启示录二十二章。
Lastly, Revelation 22.
第十节。
Verse.
请你念吧。
Verse 10.
第十节，我们念到第十六节。
Verse 10 to verse 16. Revelation 22. And he said to me,Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.Blessed are those who do his commandments or who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gate into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches.I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。弟兄姊妹，教会是不是还在地上？
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. Brother and sister, is Jesus still on earth?
当大灾难的时候，就是从这句话你就知道教会没有在灾前被提，教会是绝对经过大灾难的。真实力是对着众教会证明这些事的。若是教会已经被提了，证明什么东西？对不对？我们刚刚念的路加福音二十一章那里一句话也证明这一点。你们一看见这些事，你们就应当挺身昂首，知道你们得赎的日子近了。这对谁讲的？神的儿女，对着教会讲的。一看见这是大的灾难，我们看见这些大的灾难，这些景象，你就知道主来的日子近了。你们要挺身昂首，得赎的日子
By this verse, I can say that it proves that the church will continue to exist during the time of the Great Tribulation. And also from Luke 21, the verse we just read, when all these things are happening,Straighten up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. So the church will be on earth, going through all the tribulation. And we have to go through the fiery trial. Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
主啊，你是阿拉法，你是 Omega.
Lord, you are the Alpha, the Omega.
你是始，你是终。
You're the beginning, you're the end.
你是首先的，你是幕后的。
You're the first and the last.
你右手拿着七个星。
You hold seven stars in your right hand.
你也是在七个金灯台中行走的主。
You're also the Lord who walks among the seven lampstands.
主，愿你今天也在我们中间行走。
Oh Lord, may today also you walk in our midst.
你与你的教会同在。
Be with your church.
这是我们的祷告。
And this is our prayer.
这是我们的祈求。
And this is our crying.
若不是你在我们中间，我们的聚会就突然。
Lord, this is our petition. If you're not in our midst, our gathering is vain.
主，我们恳求你来到我们中间。
Oh Lord, we plead that you would come in our midst.
这一天是你所定的日子。
Because today is anointed by you.
匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的头块石头。
The stone that the workers have rejected have become the capstone.
教会是建造在你这块磐石上面的。
Because the church is built upon you, the very rock.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
The powers of Hades cannot prevail against it.
所以我们会带着欢喜快乐的心情一起聚集在你的名下。
Therefore, with a joyful, glad heart, we are gathered in your name.
耶和华是不改变的。
The Lord does not change.
雅各的子子不会的灭亡。
So the sons of Jacob will not be consumed. And it is all because of your mercy. Lord, from the beginning you have chosen us. So that we could come near to you. Blessed is he who dwells in the court of your tabernacle. Lord, here we have another supplication. Come in the midst of us. Speak to us. Holy Spirit, speak to us. He who has ears, let him hear. We ask that your blood will cleanse us. And your anointing fills us. And your love through the Holy Spirit will be broadly poured out on us. So that we all be filled by your love. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. Be with your servant and your translator. Be with all of us, the young and the old, together here, we're listening to your word. Quicken every word of yours through the Holy Spirit. So that your word will become the spirit alive to move in the hearts of every child of yours. Anoint every word of your word. So that every word is full of your anointing. To become a living word. Give us the heart to hear. Ears to hear. Humble spirit. This obedient spirit. And mix it with our faith. So that the word we hear will be mixed with our faith. Lord, we give thanks to you because in heaven and on earth, all the authority have been given to you. Today, here you bind that which is to be bound. And release that which is to be released. We give all the glory to you. And blessings be unto your people. To your church. Hear your child's prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们还是来交通这个题目，明亮的晨星。
Today we'll continue to fellowship on this very theme, the bright morning star.
这是第二次。
And this is the second sharing.
我们知道主耶稣第一次来的时候，天上出现了一颗星，这是个超自然的星。
We know when Jesus came the first time in heaven, there appeared a supernatural star.
It's
especially bright. Because the Lord Jesus was born in this earth and our King came to the world. And the Bible says when the Lord comes the second time, it will be like the bright morning star. However, this star is not a supernatural star. It's not a physical star that our eyes could see. As a star that appeared when he was born the first time. This bright morning star signifies the thing when the day is especially dark, when the night is about to break. In heaven, you could see this bright morning star. This is a natural phenomenon. Every day, you could see this. Every day, every night, when the night is the darkest, then you could see in heaven there is this one bright star.
也因为特别黑暗，所以这个星就特别显得明亮。
And it's because it's so especially dark, so in heaven this star appears especially bright.
所以彼得说，你们要留意这树上的预言，直到晨星出现在你们心里的时候才是好的。这个晨星，彼得就指着主耶稣的第二次的再来。
That's why Peter says that you will do well to take heed to the star that appears as into the night and then until the day is at break and the morning star appears in your heart.
我们刚刚念的启示录最后一章的那一段话，主耶稣自己宣告说，我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。
And we just read the passage that the Lord Jesus declares himself, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
我想我们今天所处的时代就是个最黑暗的一个时代。
And I believe that the day that we are in is in the darkest time.
最黑暗的时代就说明天马上就要亮了。
When you are in the darkest time, that you know that the day is about to break.
黎明就要来到。
The dawn is coming.
马上就要破晓了。
Very soon, you will see the light. The sun is coming up.
主耶稣自己也，我们也看见，这个但以理书他是马拉基清讲得非常的清楚，我们的主耶稣他是那一个太阳。
And in Malachi, it says so clearly that our Lord Jesus is the bright sun.
感谢主，我们就是处在这样一个时代。
And we thank the Lord, this is the time that we are in.
是一个最黑暗的一个时代。
In the darkest time.
但是感谢主，神把他的启示全部的揭开了。
But we thank the Lord that he has opened all his revelations to us.
所以我们刚刚念的启示录第最后的一章，他说不要封闭这书，因为日期到了。
So in Revelation 22, we read that do not seal the words of prophecy for the time is near.
我想启示录是一本预言的书。
And I believe that Revelation is a book of prophecy.
启示录也是解释但以理的里面的所有的奥秘。
And also it could explain all the mysteries in the book of Daniel.
但以理书是一本封闭的书，我们不明白。
Daniel is a closed book which we do not understand.
这个隐藏，这个话都是隐藏的。
All the words are hidden.
但是到了末日。
But when the end time comes.
这个末日当然指着主耶稣的第一次来，一直到他第二次来，我想整个这个阶段就是末日 ,last day, end time.
When we come to the last days, which include the first time when the Lord came, until the second time when he returns, this all is included in this last day.
特别是这个时代已经到了末后时代的最末了的一刻。
Especially at our time, it is at the very last leg of the end time.
所以感谢神，神怜悯我们，知道我们就需要把这些启示都解开了。
So God being merciful to us, he has revealed all the mysteries to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们再不要讲启示录是一本很难解释的一本书，今天不能讲这个话。
So beloved, don't you ever say that Revelation is such a difficult book to explain. It should not be so.
所以我们不要去乱解释，我们也不要去好像不需要好好的去读这本书的。
Nor should we explain it so carelessly, nor should we think that we don't need to read this book.
但是弟兄姊妹，你去看启示录，一打开第一章第三节怎么讲？念着书上预言的有福了，那些听见又遵守其中记载的，他们是有福的。两次提到有福。
Brothers and sisters, when you open a Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, what do you read? You read that blessed is he who reads and those who hear the word of the book of the prophecy, blessed is he who keeps the word. Two times you mentioned that blessed.
若是这本启示录我们念不懂的话，我们怎么去念它有什么益处呢？我们更怎么能够找到里面的我们需要遵守的命令呢？
If you do not understand the Revelation, what's the point of reading it? How can you find all the commandments that you could keep?
所以我们一定在这个幕后的一个最幕后的一个时代，我们好好的读启示录，好好的解释启示录，我们又有福了。
Therefore, in the last leg of this end time, we have to study Revelation, understand it, and then blessed are we.
这些预言就是像光一样的灯一样的照在暗处。
Because these prophecies serve as lamps shining in the darkness.
这是神的怜悯，在黑暗的里面，我们最需要的是神的那个预言的话。
And this is the purity of God's mercy because in the darkness we need the most of the prophetic utterance of God.
特别是主耶稣的第二次再来的预言。
Especially prophecies regarding the Lord's second coming.
这也是所有圣经里面五分之一是讲预言的，很多的预言，这是预言的中心。
1/5 of the Bible speaks of prophecies, and the very core of all the prophecies is about the Lord's second coming.
主耶稣第一次来的预言和第二次来的预言，我想预言书书里面对于主耶稣第二次来的预言比第一次的更多更多更多。
In the Bible, there are prophecies regarding the Lord's first coming and the second coming, but the prophecies regarding his second coming are many more than those of the first one.
主怜悯我们，知道这个黑夜里面，我们最容易灰心，最容易伤感。
And the Lord has mercy on us because He knows that in the darkness time that we will so prone to being despondent and losing heart.
在这个黑暗的里面，我们会的害怕，我们会的忧虑。
And we will be afraid. We will worry.
在这黑暗的里面，我很容易走迷了路。
And in darkness, we are so often being led astray.
在黑暗的里面，很容易受迷糊。
And in darkness, we are so easily deceived.
所以我们看见这些预言都给我们打开了。
Therefore, you see all the prophecies have now been opened to you.
给我们安慰，给我们鼓励，因为主来的日子近了，黑夜已深，白昼将近了。
Giving us comfort, giving us encouragement, so.Since the Lord is coming soon, and this is the time the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
我曾经同弟兄姊妹交通道，上一次同交通道，从哪里我们知道主耶稣来的日子近了？从三个方面。
Last time I share with you from where that we could know that the day of the Lord is so coming from three aspects.
我们知道但以理书第十二章讲得很清楚。
Daniel 12.Says this so clearly.
他说到末世的时候，有许多人来往奔跑，来往奔跑。小字就是七十七的年旧，在年旧。
Daniel 12, we read that in the end time, that many people will run to and fro, and the footnote says many people will study diligently.
知识就加增了。
And knowledge will increase.
我想第一个一个预兆。时代的末了，我们看见今天各方面的科技，无论是医学，无论军事，各方面的那个科技，那一个突飞猛进，就到了顶端了，可以说。
So the first thing is that at the end time, all the scientific technological advancement have reached the pinnacle. Everything seems to be advancing by leaps and bounds. We have come to the very climax.
几十年的成就，在这方面的成就超过了人类历史的几千年的那个成就。
All the accomplishment in all these scores years and have simply surpassed the advancement throughout thousands of years.
是不是科技方面还有什么突破吗？
Is there any more breakthrough in technology?
没有。
No.
人的智慧还是有限的。
Because man's wisdom is still limited.
这个突破已经到了顶峰了。
And this breakthrough has now reached the pinnacle.
所以我们知道这是个末世。
Therefore, we know this is the end time.
这是第一方面。
Now, this is the first aspect.
第二方面，我们是从属灵的那个方面来看。
Second aspect, we look at this from a spiritual perspective.
我们看到今天教会的光景，看到弟兄姊妹普遍的光景。
As we look at the conditions of the church and the state of all the brothers and sisters.
提摩太后书第三章讲了，末世必有好危险的时候来到，必有好危险的时候来到末世。
Second Timothy, we read that in the last days, the perilous time will come.
我上次解释了，我就不再去解释了。
Now last time I explained this to you, so this time I'm going to skip it.
那就是教会的光景。
And that speaks of the very state of the church.
有金钱的外貌，没有金钱的实意，没有 power.
Simply having the form of godliness, but denying its power.
我们看见人是爱宴乐，不爱神。
We see that people would be lovers of pleasure, not lovers of God.
属灵的教会都是爱自己，爱钱财，爱地位，爱名誉。
All the spiritual church love themselves, love the money, love their status.
我们今天的光景普遍的就像老地下光景。
And the widespread of our condition today is just like the church at Laodicea. And if you read Revelation chapter 3, what is the Lord say to them? I am the Amen. I'm the true and faithful witness. I am the beginning of the creation of God. All these 3 points are directed to the Laodicean church and also to today's church.
耶稣说我是阿们的,
I am Amen as it is. But the church is not so. The Laodicean church is not like this. Their wealth is false. And they feel they lack nothing. It's also false. Their prosperity is false. Their spiritual high is also false. None of those is a spiritual coming from the Spirit. And here we see the walls of the church have already been torn down. The altar being destroyed. The altar signifies the Christ and Him crucified. And the pillars, the image, and the high places have replaced them. All these things are built up to worship idols. Today's church, although it does not have the physical idols, but it's filled with spiritual idols, harlotry. Where in the church you have this true and faithful witness? No. The truth should be the foundation and the pillar of the truth. And the foundation is now destroyed.
正言第十一章说，根基若摧毁，义人还能做什么呢？
Psalm 11 tells us that if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do?
教会的根基是神的道，是神的话，是基督自己。这个根基摧毁了，教会还能建造吗？
The foundation of the church is the word of God, is Christ Himself. The foundation being destroyed, can the church be built up?
弟兄姊妹，他是在神创造万有之上为元首的。Brothers
and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ is the very beginning of all God's creation.
他今天在教会中间却没有地位。However,
today he does not have any status in the church.
在教会中间没有主权，没有权柄。He
does not have power nor sovereignty among churches. The Lord is driven outside the church.
所以你看见吗？这三点是针对着今天的教会的光景，今天属灵神儿女的光景。
So do you see this? All these three aspects are directed toward today's churches among God's people.
今天在神的儿女的身上也是这种光景。
And it's the exactly the same condition among God's people, His children.
很多的虚假。
So much falsehood.
没有真正的。
There is no true testimony there. Nor do they place Christ in their hearts to have His rightful position. Now, 2 Timothy 4.
他说时候将到，人要厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，掩耳不听正道。这是正是今天教会的普遍的光景。
The time is near that they will not endure sound doctrine, having itching ears, and according to their lusts, they will pile up teachers for themselves.
时候到了,
the time is at
保罗在这里讲的时候到了, 是什么时候? 你看下面第一节第二节，直到神审判的时候，直到神显现的主耶稣显现的时候，时候到了，就有这种光景出现了。
And what time is Paul talking about? If you read the verse 1 and verse 2 of the chapter, you will see that before the Lord's judgment, before the Lord comes the second time, this is the prevalent condition among churches.
基督说，那你不要听那个上道去，不要听那个去，不要听那个就神圣的道理，不要听那个真理的道。
That is, God's children, do not endure the sound doctrine and do not want to listen to the word of the truth. We know there is one church right here in New Jersey. A preacher says that this homosexuality is abominable, condemned by God at the pulpit.
我想这是真理，对不对？
And I suppose this is true.
从旧约一直到新约，神没有改变过。
From Old Testament to New Testament, our Lord never changes.
就传道人讲了这篇道下来。
After he finished his sermon,
这些长老就对他讲：“你下次劝你不要讲这些道。”
And all the elders of his church told him, better not preach like this next time.
这些道。这个题目太敏感了，太敏感了，人不喜欢听。
This topic is too sensitive. People do not like, they just don't like to hear it.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？耶稣不要听正道，连这些长老都不愿意他们讲这些道传道。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that people will turn their ears aside from the words of truth? Even the elders did so.
我后来知道，这个传道人还是讲，结果就被 fire 掉。
And as far as I know, the preacher continued to preach the message, and later on he was fired.
这是这个时候到了。
This is what the Bible says, the time is near.
所以你这么一看见，这是一个属灵的光景的那个普遍的现象，你就知道主来的日子近了，黑夜已深了。
So brothers and sisters, do you see that this is a spiritual prevalent condition among the churches? Then you know the night is far spent, the day is at.
教会堕落在极其黑暗的一种光景的里面。
And the Lord is coming, the church has fallen into the extremely dark state.
每况愈下。
It goes from bad to worse.
第三方面。
Now, the third aspect is
整个世界的形势，你去看一看。
The dynamics of the world situation.
无论是政治也好，经济也好，各方面都在那里动荡不安。
Politically, economically, you could see this turbulence, chaos.
特别我上次讲到中东的形势，你们要特别注意中东的形势。
Especially, I mentioned the current events in Middle East. Pay special attention to.
我想中东的这些形势不是偶然的。
I do not believe that all these current events in the Middle East are accidental. Reminding us that the day of the Lord is near.
我上次特别讲到启示录的第九章，我提过。
And last time I special mentioned that Revelation 9.
到了某年某月某时，到了某月，到了某年某月某。某日某时，使者要被释放，在巴拉大河被释放，他们要杀害地上的三分之一的人。
That at a specific year, month, day, and hour, the four messengers at the four corners will be released by the Euphrates River, and they will kill one third of mankind.
我知道约弗勒蒂是在中东。
I know Euphrates is in Middle East.
特别是在 Iraq.
Especially in Iraq.
但是我上讲了。世界的大战不是发生在 Iraq 这个地方。
However, I want to tell you that World War does not happen in Iraq.
是的，是在中东，但不是在那个地方，
yes.
是在约弗拉底这个地方。
It will happen in Middle East, but not in the by the River Euphrates, not in Iraq.
但是你去看十六章，你就解释给我们听。
And if you read Revelation 16, we could have the explanation.
我们看见第六位天使把第六个碗倒下来的时候，巴拉大河就干了，就干了。
When it sixth angel poured the bowl onto the river Euphrates, then you see the river is dried out.
就为那十出之王啊，十出之地的乃是众王能够预备一条路。
And this is to prepare a way for those kings from the rising of the sun.
在神全能的大日，他要聚集所有列国的王。
In the mighty day of the Lord, say that He will gather all the kings to this specific place.
有三个鬼魔，你看到三个鬼魔聚集这些君王在哪里？在希伯来话，哈密基督等。
And three evil spirits will gather all these kings to this place in Hebrew, Armageddon.
那么世界大战是不是还没集中灯？还不是。
But is the World War going to happen at Armageddon? No.
还没集中灯是离开耶路撒冷50个mile的地方。
Armageddon is 50 miles away from Jerusalem.
那个是个大的平原。
It's a big plain.
这是把所有的军队流亡都聚集在那里的地方。
This is a place all the kings, all the armies will be gathered.
他们的矛头指向哪里？指向以色列，指向耶路撒冷。
Where would there be their focus attack? Is toward Jerusalem, toward Israel.
所以你看约珥书第三章讲得非常清楚。
Therefore, in Joel chapter 2, we read very clearly.
万民啊，你们应当上亚撒法阁，你们应当上亚撒法阁。
Chapter 3, all nations come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
我要在亚撒法阁施行审判。
I will judge at the valley of Jehoshaphat.
庄稼已经熟透了，可以收割了。
The harvest is ripe. Put in your sickle.
酒榨已经满意了，可以践踏了。
The wine press is full. Go, come and tread.
他们的罪恶甚大。
Great is their wickedness.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到许许多多人上断顶阁。
And brothers and sisters, we could see so many people going to the valley of decision.
那就是亚撒法阁。
And that is Jehoshaphat.
这是在耶路撒冷和橄榄山中间的一块大的平原。
That is in a big plain of Mount Olive.
我们看见所有的军队都要在那里聚集，正矛头是指向耶路撒冷。
We see all the armies will be gathered there, and the focus of their attack is on Jerusalem.
耶和华的日子已经临近断顶阁，我们看见星球都要不发光，都变成暗的。
So we see that the day of the Lord is near the valley of decision, and we see the suns and the moon, the stars will grow dark.
这是出来以前的那个前夕。
And this is right at the eve before the Lord returns.
耶和华要向锡安吼叫，向耶路撒冷发声。
And the Lord will roar from Zion and utter His voice in Jerusalem.
天地都要震动。
And heavens and earth will tremble.
耶和华要做他百姓的避难所，做以色列的保障，叫他们知道我耶和华是你们的神。
But the Lord will be a refuge for His people and a stronghold to the sons of Israel so that they will know, I, the Lord, am your God. And Judah will abide forever, Jerusalem from generation to generation, the Lord will deliver them.
弟兄姊妹，这个日子很快就来到，所以我在讲中东的这些形势的改变不是偶然的，都是为着预言的应验。
Now, beloved, all these, the day of the Lord is coming very soon, and all these things are happening not by accident. It's simply to fulfill all the prophecies.
世界大战就是那个地方发生。
And that is where the world war will happen.
最近你看以色列曾经发出这样的话。
Now recently you read that Israel made such a declaration.
以色列说要攻打伊朗，就是在上半年。若是上半年不攻打伊朗，这个好的机会就失掉了。
Israel says that the very best time to attack Iran is in the first part of the year. If you do this, you will lose your
economy.
But will this cause world war?
我想还没有。
I don't think so.
基督还没有出来。
Because the Antichrist hasn't appeared yet.
最后的一期还没有开始。
And the last 7 weeks hasn't started yet.
不但是这个，我们看见欧盟还没有真正的起来，对不对？
Not only so, the Europe Union hasn't been fully established yet.
我想出来的以前我们最注重的是个中东的形势和那个欧盟的那个复兴，真正的那个复兴 revival.
So before the Lord returns, two things we pay most attention to is the situation in Middle East and also the true revival of the European Union.
我们刚刚念的路加福音21章，你们看见。无花果树和各样的树发芽的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Now in Luke 21, we just read, when you see the fig and all the trees are budding, you know that for sure. The summer is near.
我们知道这样各样的树，那就是但以理所看见的那个最后的十个脚趾，对不对？今天的澳门。
And the all the trees are spoken of in Daniel, the ten toes, and that's today's EU, European Union.
我们知道今天的我们看这个欧洲的这个形势，你就知道主暂时还不会来。
Now, when you consider the dynamics of Europe, you know the Lord is not coming yet.
因为圣经的预言，欧盟有一天要成为世界第一大的经济的体系。
According to the Bible prophecy, that the EU will one day become the greatest economic entity.
今天是美国是第一，中国是第二。
Today, America is the first, China is the second.
但是到了那一天，欧盟要成为第一。
But on that day, the European Union will become the greatest.
但是看看今天的形势，怎么可能？
But take a look, survey of today's condition, it's not yet.
欧盟看起来马上要瓦解了。
And it seems that the EU is about to collapse.
看看他们的经济影响了整个全球。
And their economy has so much affected the whole world.
欧盟好像也是每况在那里愈下。
As though EU seems to be going from bad to worse.
弟兄姊妹记得，神的话不会废去的。
However,
天地都会废去，我的话不会的废去的。
However, brothers and sisters, remember this. Even heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not, by no means, pass away.
将来的基督就是从欧盟出来的。
And the very Antichrist will appear from this EU.
你看欧盟一直往下，一直往下，竟然要破产了。但突然有一个人起来，把欧盟的经济带上，把整个和平带到全世界。他是个经济学家、军事学家，又是一个政治学家，也是一个宗教家，那就是第基督出来了。
And here you see the EU is spiraling down, but then you will see that this one person will appear. He is an economist, military strategist, a politician, and he is going to bring everything back to its very Euro's best state.
这个666已经在世界上了。
And this 666 has already in existence in the world.
我相信很快就要出现。
And I believe very soon he's going to appear.
当他一出现，那就最后的一切了。
When he appears, then that's the last 7 weeks.
我再说，我们就进这个时间了。
Now, let me
形势我们看见黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Now, let me say it again. We are entering into the stage. The night is far spent. The day is at break.
今天神还给我们许多这些预言，提示我们，就叫我们警醒啊。
However, today, still God has shown us his prophecies so that we would be watchful.
要我们预备啊。
Be prepared.
现在还有时间。
Still, we have time now.
我们看见马拉基这里说，他显现的是谁能够挡得住呢？他来的日子有谁能挡得住？他显现的时候谁能够站立得住呢？他像炼金的火，像漂泊之人的剑。
In Malachi we read that who can endure his day? Who can stand when he appears? He will be like the refiner's fire, the fuller's soap.
他来的时候你就来不及了。
When he does come, it will be too late for you.
对着不信的人来讲，当他来的时间，大灾难开始的时候，已经晚了。
To the unbelievers, when the great tribulation begins, it's already too late.
因为恩典的时代很快就结束了。
Because the era of grace will soon be done.
并且最后的三年半，这些不信的人很难悔改转向神的。
Especially during the last 3.5 years of great tribulation, all these unbelievers will be very hard to turn them around to believe.
启示录已经讲得很清楚。
And Revelation tells us so clearly.
他们在痛苦的中间，不但不悔改，嫉妒。
In their agony, in their pain, not only would they not repent, but they would blaspheme the God.
因为在大灾难中间，谁能够站立得住？谁能够顶得住呢？
In great tribulation, who can endure? Who can stand?
受不了，他们不悔改。
Even though they could not stand it, they still do not repent.
所以刚刚启示录我们念的第22章这句话，不义的人，让他仍旧不义；不义的人。让他仍然不自禁，就说明他没有机会悔改了。到了那个时间。
That's why in Revelation 22:11 we just read, He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He tells us that there will be no time for them to repent at that time.
就让他去吧。
Let them go.
让他们毁灭吧。
Let them perish.
主来的时候要报应他们，那就不认识神、不听从福音的人，他们要受刑罚，他们要永远承认离开主的面，那全能遮着荣光。
And the Lord will pay them back when He comes back. They will be away from the power of His face and His presence. They will perish forever.
我们看见启示录十四章那里有一段话，我们看见有位天使在天空中大声的呼喊说，他要把那个永远的福音传给地上的人，各民、各族、各方、各国的人。这边有这段经文。
In Revelation 14, do you recall that this passage is saying that an angel will be flying in the middle of heaven, preaching the eternal gospel to all the people on earth, all the nation, people, tribes and tongues?
弟兄姊妹，这个福音是传给谁的？
Friend and sister, to whom is this gospel preached?
很多时候我们一听见传福音，一定是传给那些不信的人。
A lot of time we hear this preaching the gospel, we say, oh, must be preached to the unbelievers.
当然，这个福音也是对着在最后三年半的时候传给，当然其中包括做不信的人，但是我已经讲，不信的人很难接受了。
Of course, in the very last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, this eternal gospel is preached to those unbelievers. But I just said that it's going to be extremely difficult for them to repent to receive it.
就是有悔改的也是够别的，够别的。
Even somebody would repent, that would be individual cases.
这是对着教会讲的。
This verse is spoken to the church, spoken to God's children.
你们要敬畏神。
Fear God.
你们要把荣耀归给他。
Give glory to him.
你们要敬拜那造天地海和众水泉源的神。
Worship him who formed the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water.
今天的教会，今天的圣道人物，已经讲了，有没有敬畏神？有没有把荣耀归给他？有没有真正的敬拜？用灵和真理在那里敬拜那位造天地海和众水泉源的神？
As I said today, among the churches are there people who give glory to God, to fear Him, to worship Him in spirit and truth, to really fear Him who formed the heaven, earth, the sea, and the spring water.
所以我认为这段话是对着神的儿女讲。
Therefore, I believe that this passage is directed to God's people.
要他们悔改。
Telling God's children to repent.
眼睛的火就要来了，那漂泊之人的盐就要来了。
The refiner's fire, the fuller's soap are coming.
弟兄姊妹，这是主来的那个光景，对着不信的人。
Brothers and sisters, all these are the phenomena toward those unbelievers when the Lord returns.
这是一个审判。
This is the judgment.
弟兄姊妹也要对着教会，对着神的儿女要审判。
However, brothers and sisters, this judgment is also for us.Has God's children.
这时代的末了，败子和麦子要分开。
We all know that at the end of the age, the wheat and the tares will be separated.
这是审判。
This is judgment.
我们看见马太福音十三章三次提到，在末后的一个时代，中文都翻为世界的末了。我已经讲过，这不是世界的末了，不过是一个恩典时代的结束的一个时候。
In Matthew 13, three times, it mentions that the end of the age, and I mentioned this already, this is not the end of the world as Chinese Bible translates it to be. This is simply the end of the era of God's grace.
恩典的时代结束。
This age of grace
is finishing.
And God will send his angel to separate the tares from wheat.
在末后的时代，神要差遣天使把那些麦子放在仓里面，把那些白子丢在火炉里面焚烧。
And at the end of the age, the angels will bundle all the tares into the barn and burn them, and the righteous will be gathered.
我们刚刚讲到马太路加福音二十一章那个假的。那个仆人。
And also we just mentioned the false bound the servant in Luke 21.
要分开。
People like this will be separated.
要把那些恶人叫人绊倒的从神的国中跳出来丢在火炉里面。
All the things that offend and all the people that do wickedness will be separated and thrown into the fire of furnace.
要把义人从恶人中间分别出来，把他们丢在火炉里面，哀哭
And the righteous and the wicked will be separated, and the wicked will be thrown into the furnace fire, and will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们知道道罗牧师这些假的越来越多，假的使徒、假的仆人、假的传道人、假的差传、假的神的儿女越来越多教会中。
We know in a toward the end time, more and more counterfeits will appear, false Christians, false teachers, false preachers, and all these people will prevail in the church.
我们知道在最后的几卷书，无论是犹大书，无论是约翰书信，无论是彼得书，都讲到这方面。
And we know in Jude, in Peter's epistles, in John's epistles, they all talk about this.
犹大书怎么讲的？犹大书
What did Jude say?
他说：“你们要为着从前一次交付你们圣徒的正道，竭力的争辩。”
He says that contend earnestly for the faith which is delivered to you once for all.
那些人是偷出进来的。
All these people crept in unnoticed.
他们是自古以来已经是被定做要受刑罚的。
Their condemnation is marked out long ago.
他们是不敬虔的。
They are ungodly.
他们是把神的恩当中放纵情欲的机会。
They turn the grace of God into licentiousness.
并且他们不认主耶稣，不认那个独一的主宰。
And they deny the only Master, our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看看，他们真的不认作为主耶稣基督，当然不会的了。他们都是披着羊皮，怎么会不认耶稣基督呢？
Think of this, brothers and sisters. They deny our Lord Jesus. They are just like those inwardly a wolf, but outwardly with sheep skin.
他们根本没有把主当作主。
They never consider Lord as their Lord.
他们自己是主。
They themselves are the Lord.
他们牧羊，这牧羊不是牧羊群羊的，他们是牧羊自己的，为羊自己的。
They did not shepherd all the flock. They shepherd themselves.
你看见吗？他们是牧人。
Do you see that they were actually shepherds?
他们与你们一同坐在哀宴上吃的时候，是玷污你们的，是一个嚼食。
When they ate together with you at the table, they are defilements, they are spots.
弟兄姊妹讲到这个独一的主宰，我们的主耶稣基督，独一的主宰他是。
Brothers and sisters, the Jew tells us Jesus is the only master.
Only ruler.
The only ruler.
Sovereign ruler, sovereign master.
He is a sovereign ruler, sovereign master.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有认耶稣基督是你独一的主宰。
Brother and sister, have you acknowledged Jesus Christ as your only sovereign ruler?
我刚刚为什么讲到这些奴仆这么重要这个字？
Now, why did I mention that the word translated as bond slaves is so very important?
不要忘掉，我们是神的儿女，不错，我们是神的儿女，一定不错。我也不要忘掉，我们是神的奴仆，是神的仆人。
Yes, indeed, we are God's children. That's definitely right, but don't you forget that we are also God's bond servants.
弟兄姊妹，奴仆同仆人不一样的。
Bond sisters, bond slaves and servants are different.
奴仆是一点自由都没有的。
Bond slaves have no freedom whatsoever.
奴仆是一点没有权利的。
Slaves have no rights to them.
奴仆是绝对绝对没有条件的服从主人的意思的。
Absolutely and unequivocally, they just have to obey their master's will.
没有自己的拣选的。
They do not have their own choice.
今天我就讲得更严重一点，没有人权的。
If I put it in a more serious term, it's saying they do not have human rights today.
这个权利都在主的手中。
All the rights are in the hand of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天假如你是个仆人，没有问题。今天你喜欢在这家做，你不喜欢，今天你可以辞职，可以离开，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, today if you're a servant, then according to your own liking, you could work in this household. If you don't like it, you just quit.
你可以，只要你有时间有精力，你可以到几个家里的主人去服侍他，对不对？今天到这家，明天到张家，明天到李家，都可以，你有这个自由选择。
As long as you have time, energy, you could go to different households today, this one, tomorrow, next one, it's all your choice.
你不喜欢就离开。
You don't like it, you quit.
但是奴仆不能的。
But bond slaves cannot.
奴仆只能服侍一个主人。
They can only serve one master.
不能服侍两个。
Not two.
所以主耶稣说，你不能侍奉主，又侍奉马门。
If the Lord Jesus says,
轻看这个就是重看那个。
You cannot serve Mammon and the Lord at the same time. You either love this one or you hate the other one.
记得你是一个奴仆，你只能服侍这个主。
Remember, you are a bond slave. You can only serve this Lord.
你没有自由选择。
You don't have freedom to choose.
你就卖给了他了。
You've been sold unto him.
他就卖了你了。
He has purchased you.
当然，这个奴仆是爱的奴仆，
of course,
跟世上的奴仆不一样。
This bond slave is the bond slave of love, which is different from the slave of the world.
保罗讲我是奴仆。
Paul says I'm bond slave.
彼得说我是奴仆。
Peter says I'm a bond slave.
彼得后书第一章，彼得怎么讲的？他说做耶稣基督的仆人和使徒西门彼得，这里中文又翻作仆人，其实他是说我是奴仆。
Second Peter, Peter calls himself, he is the bond slave of God in Jesus Christ, Simon.
是他们自己愿意的，乐意的。
Willingly, happily, they do so.
我们看见旧约的那个摩西的律法，服侍了六年，第七年你可以自由了，但是你为爱作为主人，你愿意永远的服侍这个主人，所以结果怎么样？把耳朵打一个洞，就是一个印记。你是永远要服侍你主人，这是你自己愿意的，因为你爱他，因为他爱你。
Now in Mosaic Law, we read that in the seventh year after the servant served the master 6 years, if out of his own willingness, out of his love toward his master, he could signal this sign by piercing his ear with an awl to the doorpost.Saying that he will not leave, he's the bond slave of his master.
所以今天的姊妹啊，你耳朵上有没有洞啊
？So, sisters, do your ears have holes today?
当然，你的洞是为了戴一个耳环的。
Of course, they are for earrings.
但是你不要忘掉。
But don't forget, just remind you.
你是个女的奴仆。
You being a sister is a female bond slave.
我想我们男的也应该去穿个洞。
And I suppose we males should do the same thing, piercing our ears.
我们是一个男的奴仆。
We are male bond slaves.
我们甘心永远服侍我们的主。
Willingly, forever, we want to serve our Lord.
记得吧，约翰福音第十三章主耶稣怎么讲的
？Recall this, John 13.
他说：“你们称呼我夫子
，You call me master.
称呼我主，不错。”我是你们的夫子，也是你们的主。你们讲的一点不错。接下来他又怎么讲？我是你们的主，是你们的夫子，尚且洗脚，你们应当彼此洗脚。你看主耶稣把他们矫正过来了。门徒说 你是我的夫子，是我的主。主说对的，你讲的不错，但是我要把你们调整一下。我是你们的主，我才能做你们的夫子。
In John 13, that the Lord says to the disciples that you call me the Lord, the teacher. Yes, it is well as you said. But I, being the Lord, your teacher, washing your feet, you should do the same thing. The Lord seems to try to correct them that I first have to be your Lord.And then your teacher.
就做了你的主人，你才能够学我。就做了你的主人，你才能做你的老师。
Only when I be your Lord first, then I will be your master.
或者说，今天我真的做你们，现实做你的主人，我才能做你的救主。
Our first to say is that today I first have to be your Lord, and then I'll be your Savior.
今天有多少神的儿女，只知道主耶稣是他的救主，但是没有认他是独一的主宰。
How many of God's children today only acknowledge Jesus as their Savior? Never acknowledged him as the only sovereign.
你还是照着你自己喜欢的在那里过日子。
You still lead your life according to whatever you like.
主耶稣在路加福音第六章四十六节，他怎么讲？你们为什么口里称呼主主，但是不照着我的话去做呢？
Our Lord Jesus says in Luke 6:64, saying that you call me Lord, Lord, why do you not do the things I say?
我真是你的主人吗？我真是你的救主吗？
Am I,
不一定啊。
Am I really your Lord? Am I really your Savior? Not necessarily.
若是我们今天这样的过生活，我提醒你，你的救恩是不是可靠？ 打一个问号。
Now, if you live your life like this, let me remind you, is your salvation secure? I'm going to put a question mark to it.
你的信心是不是真的信心？
Is your faith a true faith?
你去看《使徒行传》了，为什么当初的教会这么兴旺，这么有见证，这么的得胜，这么的荣耀？
Acts, why is all the churches are so prospering, so glorious, so powerful then?
你去看看《使徒行传》，九十二次讲到主。
In Acts, 92 times it mentions the Lord.
只有两次讲到救主。
Only twice it mentions Savior.
初期的教会真是把主当作主的。
Because the early churches truly considered Lord as their Lord.
所以这个教会这么兴旺。
That's why the churches were so prosperous.
所以当时我的圣的儿女怎么会被圣灵充满？个个都被圣灵充满。
Why is it that all in those days all God's children were filled with Holy Spirit, every single one?
因为基督在他们心中作主做王。
Because Christ.Dwelt in them as the King, as the Lord.
所以他们整个生活改变。
Therefore, their lives were so transformed.
弟兄姊妹，整个新约里面有七百四十七次提到主。
Brothers and sisters in the New Testament, 747 times that the word the Lord appeared all over the places. You could see the word the Lord.
所以我刚刚讲到这个假的，他们不认独一的主宰。
I just mentioned that those people who do deny our Lord and Master.
我想还有很多要交通，我们只能放在下一次交通。
And I still have much more to say. However, I have to wait until.
火焰的镜子不单是对着不信的人，不单是对着教会那些假的，把他们分别出来。我想火般的这个炼金的火要炼所有神的儿女，要审判教会。但是这个审判的性质不一样，性质不一样的。
The refiner's fire is not only for all the unbelievers to separate them from the believers, but I especially believe that this refiner's fire is a judgment to judge all the of God's children. However, the essence of this judgment is different.
是让我们格外的炼净。
The purpose is to refine purge us.
我们会落在这样一个大灾难中间，受这个灾难的痛苦。
We will fall in.The midst of great tribulation, we will going through all the pain and agony.
为什么？
Why?
不是叫我们消灭我们。
It's not to destroy.
不是叫我们灭亡。
It's not for us to perish.
耶和华是不改变的，雅各之子没有灭亡的。
Because the Lord does not change, so the sons of Jacob are not consumed.
我们本来就是金子。
We are essentially gold.
我们已经有神的生命。
Because we have God's life.
我们的衣服已经被洗净白了，你看看。起初二十二章我们念的，他们的衣服就被洗净了，所以他们可以得着权柄来到生命树，那个从这个城，从这个门进到城里面去，这般是重生得救的，但是他们要经过火的那样的激烈的那种熬炼。
Our garments are washed, so we have the right to go to the tree of life to enter the gate.But we are all those who have to go through this fiery trial so that we could be purged and refined.
这是一个管教，爱的管教。
This is a chastening of love.
所以你到了启示录第十八章说，我的民啊，你们要从城里面出来，不要与他们一样的定罪，受他们所受的灾祸。
Therefore, Revelation 18, we read that my people come out from her, so that you will not share in their sins and be punished with their with her plagues.
我说今天我们还是贪食、醉酒、好色、邪糖、正经、嫉妒。
If today we are still indulging ourselves.In strife, envy, in lewdness, in lust, in drunkenness, in carousing.
我们还在那里放纵自己的私欲。
And we still make provision for our flesh to fulfill its lust.
是的，我们会落在这种光景的里面。
Yes, we will fall into this exact condition.
但是我们的衣服已经被洁净了。
However, our garments have already been washed.
这是给我们一个安慰。
And this is such a comfort.
我们已经有了永生，永远不会的灭亡。
We have this everlasting life, so we will not perish.
所以提撒罗尼迦前书第五章说，神不是预定我们受刑，
是预定我们借着主耶稣基督得救，因为他替我死，我无论是睡着，无论是醒着，我要与他一同的活过来。
So 1 Thessalonians said that we are not appointed to perishing but to salvation, so that whether we sleep or awake, we will live together with him.
希伯来书第九章说，罪的工价就是按照定命，人人都有死，死后天有审判。然后主耶稣基督一次被选，担当了多人的罪，就那等候他第二次显现，与罪无干，为了是拯救我们。
Now and also in Hebrews chapter 9 we read that it is appointed for man to die once, and after that judgment, and when he appears the second time, apart from sin, is for salvation to those who wait for him.
这就是没有问题的。我们今天都已经在这个方舟的里面了。方舟我们知道那洪水的审判。今天我们都在方舟里，将来那个火般的试炼临到的时候，我们在基督的里面。
Today we're all already in the Ark of Covenant in that protection. So when the fiery trial comes, that we are inside the Ark of Covenant.
我们看见上面有暴雨，下面有洪水，但是这个方舟是浸在里面，受到这些灾害。我们呢，保守在基督的里面。我们的永生是没有问题的，这就是没有问题的。
Even though the rain come down, the flood came up, but we've been protected inside this Ark of the Covenant. We have this eternal life. We are saved. No question about it.
但是
but
我们要经过这些试炼。
We have to go through all these trials.
所以你们要谨慎，不要因为贪食醉酒，今生的事累住了你们的心，叫那日子像灾一样的临到你们。你们不能逃脱，正像临到全地的人一样。所以你们要常常的祷告，时时的恳求，好叫你们逃避那个日子，能够在主的面前，能够站立。
Therefore, take heed that let not your hearts be weighed down with carousing and drunkenness and cares of your life, that day should come to you unexpectedly, like a trap, a snare, which will come to all the people on earth.Watch and pray so that you'll be counted worthy to escape. So, brother and sister, you see, in the great tribulation, there is such a difference between believers and unbelievers.
圣灵对腓立比教会怎么讲？因为你征受了我忍耐的道。
And the Holy Spirit says so to the Philadelphia Church that because you have kept my word of perseverance.
你征受了我忍耐道，我要在普天下受试炼的时候要保守你，免去试炼，我必快来。你要持守你所有的，免得人脱去你的冠冕。你就看到这样一个教会被神保守。
So in the time of the trial, I will keep you from the testing. You will hold fast to your crown.So that nobody will take it away. You see, a church like this will be kept by God.
虽然在这个大灾难中间
even in the midst of this great tribulation,
像诗篇第四十六篇那个歌颂，他说耶和华是我的避难所，是我的力量。
As Psalm 64,
是我患难中随时的帮助。地虽然改变，山虽然摇动到海中，但是我也不害怕。看见吗？这个不一样。
The Lord is my refuge, is my help, is my ever.Present help. You see, even the rivers would move into the middle of the sea, the mountains will fall, but still the Lord is their help. Do you see the difference?
巴不得我们现在就预备。
If only we could all prepare ourselves now.
还有时间可以叫我们预备。
Since we still have time to be made ready.
不信的人还有时间可以相信。
For those unbelievers, they still have time to believe.
我们还有时间可以改变变化
and we as believers still have time to be transformed to repent
最后我们用彼得后书第三章我们结束
now lastly we will conclude this sermon with 2 Peter
有人在那里讥笑说主降临的应许在哪里
some people are sneering where is his promise of his coming
亲爱的弟兄啊
beloved
你们要纪念
Do not forget this one thing. The Lord sees 1,000 years as a day as 1,000 years.
主不是单言。
The Lord is not slack.
是宽容你们。
But is long suffering towards you.
他愿意人人
willing all come to repentance. The Lord has been long-suffering, being tolerating toward the unbelievers, toward the believers among the churches. But the day will eventually come, and it will be too late for you. Today is the day of preparation. My time is up here. I've used more 10 minutes. We will conclude our sharing. Would you please bow your heads? Let's pray. Oh Lord, may your word enlighten us and touch us.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Because the night is so far spent and the day is at hand.
让我们能够脱去暧昧的行为，戴上光明的兵器。
Let's cast off the work of the darkness and put on the armor of light.
行事为人就如同白昼。
Let's walk properly as in the day.
我们不好使血糖，不贪食醉酒，我们也不增进嫉妒，终要披戴基督，不为肉体安排，去放纵自己的使命。
So let's not indulge ourselves in lewdness, in lust, in drunkenness, in carousing, in strife, in envy, but put on Jesus Christ.
让我们住在主的里面。
Abide in the Lord.
主你若显现，
Lord,
我们就可以坦然无惧。
When you appear, we will be boldless.
在你来的时候，我们能够在你的面前毫无羞愧。
Then when you come in your presence, we will not be ashamed whatsoever.
我们知道神是公义的。
Lord, we know God is righteous.
你是义的。
You are righteous.
凡行义的，就是你所生的。
He who practices righteousness is born of you.
主，这个义就是遵守你的命令，行你的道。
And this righteousness, Lord, is to obey your command to do your word.
你永远是我们的恩主。
You forever are our gracious Lord.
我愿意服侍你。
We are willing to serve you.
没有人为自己活，也没有人为自己死。 我们死是为着你，活也是为着你，活生活死。 我们是属于主的人。
None of us will live for ourselves or die to ourselves. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's forever.
主，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
Lord, you have the everlasting word. To whom shall we follow?
让我们能够跟随主。
Let's all follow the Lord.
恩待我们。
Command your grace.
你是始祝般恩典的神。
For you are the God of all grace.
你在基督里召我们得享永远的荣耀。
And in Christ you have called us into that everlasting glory.
我们在受苦难以后，你要亲自的成全我们，坚固你我们。
And after we suffer a little, you will perfect us, strengthen us,
你是信的。
And establish us for your faithful. You will deliver us from all evil. Into your kingdom. May all the glory be unto you from now until forever. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.